תומס סורו בקיריאס ארבע היא חברון ויובוי אברום ליספויד לסורו ולפקויסו. סתם במפורשים סי ליספויד לסורו ולפקויסו, חזל אלמור ברינג דאון דה הלוכה איז פירסט יו האב טו שלושה לבחי ושיבו להספד. First 3 days you cry on the mess, and then the last couple of days you do a hesped. Doshtet lispoid lesoro velifkoiso. So I think Rav Shach would say all all that Avraham Avinu especially started the hesped before the crying, not the opposite, like Seder HaAlocha. Because if Avraham would start to cry and then he would do the hesped, people would think that he's crying because he's missing his wife. Avraham wanted to show that the crying is on the loss of Sarah Imenu, not on the loss of a wife. The Meile, first he was Maspid, the Chashivus, the Meile, and after that he started to cry. Lispid Lesorah Velifkoiso, and not the opposite. One more little vote I heard from Rebel Pavalsky, the Rambam Hilchis Ovel brings down. Sheish yochel lehaspid isha. A man could be maspid a isha, a woman. There's no problem with tznius. The Magid Mishnah brings down two rayas. One raya, rabchome savde lekalosei. Another raya, rabchire sopad. A different lady. The Mefoshim asks in the Magid Mishnah, he's looking for rayas that a person could be maspid a woman. ויובד אברום ליספו לסורו ולפקויסו. רבל פובסקי, I read a lot of times, a poshto vort. So what is the chidush of the Rambam that a man could maspid a woman? I would think felt in sneers. A man is maspid a woman? This is the reason the Rambam paskin is a ish yochel lehaspid isha. It's no chisor that a man gets up and cries about a woman. And it brings rise from two gemoras. Aber from Avraham Avinu that a husband is maspid a wife, dass sie nicht kein Reihe Bilchitz nirs. So bei Meile, der Magid Mishne hat er bring Reis Chus von Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu ist nicht kein Reihe. Rashi says, Lomo nismecho parshas misa soro to the parshas of Arkeido. So Rashi brings down Nismecho misa soro la'akeidas Yitzchok lefi shal yedei psuras Arkeido שנזדם את בנו לשחיתו וכמעט שלא נשחק פורחו נשמוסו ממנו ומייסו. אז חזר סייד יצר קיים שודו יצחוק ובן חזר לי פורחו נשמוסו. And the shy left the belt is Avraham Avinu was standing there in the Akeda. Avraham Avinu was standing in the Akeda. He shechted his son. He managed it. Sora Imenu hears that Avraham Avinu shechten the son, Porcha Nishmosa. Not asking a kasha, for sure, the Nisoyon was not given to Sora. The Nisoyon was given to Avraham. But Avraham managed Sora only to hear about it, she died. Chazal says Sora was Gdoila from Avraham Avinu Benevua. So how it happens that Avraham Avinu could be Oymed in this Nisoyon and Sora cannot be Oymed in the Nisoyon? Again, I want to explain the question clearly. It doesn't mean that she was not Oymed and she was Oyvel. Hashem never gave her the mitzvah. But she heard that it was a mitzvah Hashem to serve Yitzchok. Lama machna tamzu. Porcha nishmosa? Porcha nishmosa? The Shem Yishmuel has his ways. The Shem Yishmuel has a way. He says that she felt that Avraham Avinu had a mistake in the Nevuah. First she said it can't be that Hashem said to do such a thing. And also, the Nevi'im b'derech klal know one about each other. It says by Elisha, "Vehi moras nefesh v'Hashem heli mimeni." It said that the Nevi'im say to Hashem li'ereyov. She never heard that Avram has to shech b'nitzchok. So b'meile, polcho nishmoso that Yitzchok messed up. Yitzchok, Hashem told him. She thought, Yitzchok, oichum vei. He killed his son, he taught us a nevuah. My Rebbe Zohar had a mistake. So, okay, it's also mahalach. But in the Melitz Yosha, nal derech dem Reb Chaim Shmulevi, it's a gewaldic avot. Soroi Meinu Weistois was very attached to Yitzchok. Avram had the koiches, Soroi did not have the koiches. Happens. Chaim Shlevit says it in his way, but I'll say it in this nusach of the Melitz Yosha. Lo Yitzu, Soroi Meinu would have the koiches. Maybe Hashem would give the mitzvah to Avram and Soroi to go together, to shech together. Hashem gave the mitzvah to Avram because Avram had the koiches. Soroi did not have the koiches, so Hashem never gave it the mitzvah. And a different nusach of Chaim Shmulevit says, while Hashem needed to give Avram mitzvah v'akeda, He gave him an normal koiches that he will manage to pass it. It's not shaykh to pass it. Hashem filled him up with koiches above human being koiches to manage to do the mitzvah. Sora didn't get that mitzvah, so Hashem never gave her the koiches. Again, Avada, she heard about it, but she didn't have a mitzvah. She just heard the news, was terrible, she lost her son. Avram got koiches to pass the nisoyen. Zokta givaldike yisoyen. Hashem never gives a nisoyen without koiches. If there's no koiches, Hashem doesn't give a nisoyen. If Hashem gives you a nisoyen to wake up in the morning, you have enough koiches to wake up. If you don't wake up, you fail the nisoyen. A person has machshoves, hirurim, diburim, maisim. I can't learn everything. And you can't. If you can, the nisoyen will not be there. Because Hashem gives koiches. Hashem gives special koiches for every nisoyen. When you don't have koiches, the nisoyen is not there. The nisoyen is not there. The Chidush Harim says the Zolbe Yesoit, he says it b'zeh aloshen. Chazal say, Ilu nogdu lechananya mishoel ve'azarye havu polchu letzalme. If they will be making yesurim to chananya mishoel ve'azarye, they will not go into Kivshan HaEsh, and they will be over there with the Zohar. Chazal explained that yesurim every minute are much harder. Why Chazal have to tell us it? Stop. To take off from the mile of chananya mishoel ve'azarye, Zog de Chidush Harim, this is the reason Hashem never gave him that nisoyen. Mishol lechanani mishol ve'azari b'torchiv shanayishu ya'aneinu b'gubarayis hu ya'aneinu. Hashem gave them a nisoyen that he could pass. He doesn't give a nisoyen that you can't pass. But mainly when some people think that they will come up to the Shemayim and they will say, but it was very hard, I just couldn't anymore. There's never such a nisoyen. Never such a nisoyen. Every nisoyen you have the koiches to pass. Every nisoyen you have the koiches to pass. And if a person doesn't pass a nisoyen, he has to remember he will never have the answer to say, it was too hard for me. I couldn't. It was a big pressure. It was a big lachatz. The family, the friends. I had to go. You could have, amen. You didn't want to do it. And Zog the Chidush Harim, this was the Teirez Merames. Ilu nogdu lechanani mishol ve'azariya v'tzolchu lepalchu le'tzalme. Don't think, Hashem knows what they can't. They were not going to give him a nefesh. So Hashem never asked him for that mesuus nefesh. But to jump into the fire they could. If a person has a nisoyen, don't say it's too hard, I can't. This nisoyen I have to fail. So you'll not get that nisoyen. Hashem will make it easy for you. If it's hard for you, it's hard for you to learn today. You could manage it. You close the gemara, you go to your room, fail. Every nisoyen, you have to remember this nisoyen. Say the Goyen Tzadik, Kodesh Baruch Hu holds the Yetzer Hara with a string, like a dog. And he only lets him to come the amount that he feels that he could. The Yitzhak can't do more from that. This is the Masbid Adi Psukim. This is Koshu Kakelev. Those are the Metzius. It says in the parsha later, go back after the beginning, but I want first. V'anar otoy v'asmar me'oit psulo ve'ish lo yedo. So Rashi shows on the Ore, ve'anai rotoy v'asmare me'oit b'sulo ve'ish lo yado. If she's a psulo, b'meile ish lo yado. What is the kfeilus b'sulo ve'ish lo yado? So Rashi says it's in Perek of Dalet Posuk Tezayin. So Rashi ve'ish lo yado. P'sulo mimokim p'sulim ve'ish lo yado. שלא יקדרקו שדרך מילה כוסו שזה פסולו סי מי קדרקו סי מי שלא יקדרקו and the medrash state ואיש לא ידו ואיש לא יטוב עלו no one asked her to do עבר she was a psulo and no one even approached no one even asked her to do עבר so you may shapir this is a mile after shtot What is the Shaykh's good city? Zakt on a big side. Zakt as a. The Rishoyim know to who to go to ask. If they didn't come over to her, she's a tzaddikas. He said, a guy comes over, the Olam Shtel me, in the middle of Seder, they come to Shmuz to me. They don't go to shmuz to someone that is sitting and learning. They know who to go to. You know, the flies go to the dead people. The metzias. You see, a nevele, all the flies are there. Sometimes you go in besmedrash, you want to know who's the nevele here, you see all the flies around him. All the flies are around him. All the flies are around the nevele. Zalim alazay. Prison, middle of davening, the oilum shmuzdom in the middle of davening. Yeah, to the big tzaddik, no one shmuzdom in the middle of davening. I talk about Yom Finger, I don't think people come to shmuzdom in the middle of davening. Yeah? I don't think. Guy sitting and learning, the oilum don't come to speak in the middle of his learning. The oilum know who to go to. The ish lo yado. She is shvach and rifcha. She was a city and goyim, and the goyim knew there's nothing but to bother her. She was a yifas toya, a yifas mare, and no one even came. Then it was not again. So it's a mile on her, Dr. Meir Shapira. So the person in life, if his friends offer him to go to bad places, to offer him to go to eat in bad restaurants, come out for supper somewhere, do tshuva. Don't think, oh, I have bad friends, bad me. They don't come to offer to their good people. A person has to measure himself if people approach him or people don't approach him. If people approach him, the man does it the Schwach von Rivka. This is a Gemara Shapira. It's a gewaltige lesson in life. People disturb me. People don't disturb you. The flies come to the Nevela. Remember this club. The flies come to the Nevela. Reb Chaim, Motzei Alamol, Bris, they say it over in the Chumash here, starts in the Parsha, Avram Zokin Bo Bayomim, Avram Berchis Avram Bakoil, Post Perek Chof Dalet, Vayomer Avram El Avdo Yiskan Beisri, Amoishel Bechol Asher Loi, Simno Yot Chotach As Yireichi, Vashbiach O Ba'ashem, Ashamayim Ha'oretz, ויסיקח אישו לבני מבני סקנני אשר עניך יושב כי מארצי ומולדתי ולוקחת אישו לבני ליצחוק ואם לא בעבד אולי לא יסועב ואישו לך יסחר The pasuk says he called Eliezer. You know, Eliezer was a Moishel B'chol HaShaloi. He was the boss. He was the master. He took care of everything. And he told him, please go find the Shidduch to Yitzchak. You know, Eliezer Eved Avram, Baruch Hashem, is mentioned et lechemol in the parsha. Why here we have to tell Eliezer, you know, he took Eliezer, was in charge of all of his money, and he asked him to go to find the Shidduch. And he made him a shvur. What does it make out that Eliezer was Moishel B'chol HaShaloi? Eliezer got Damascus already. All different titlach. Eliezer Eved Avram was Mizdoim. Eliezer Eved Avram. He called Eliezer Moishel B'chol HaShaloi, and he tells him, I want to find the shidduch. Chazal say he gave him all of his money, b'shtart Eliezer. Again, but what is Moishel B'chol HaShaloi? So Reb Chaim would say over, that's what I heard over, that Reb Chaim would say all of them, this is over the Chumash. Reb Chaim gizokt azeh. Prison comes to a shtat. He says, where's the kosher restaurant? You can eat Rabbanut, is okay. It's not mushroom. You know, it's fast. That family you could eat by. It's fast. You could eat in that family. Kafar Shachar, you could eat by. That person you could eat. These cookies are okay. It's okay. This is okay. This Heksha is okay. They say it's okay. The Frum don't use it. You could carry here. So, person calls the marshal to invest in business. Yeah? They tell him this is okay. He goes, he doubles check, triple checks. He tell him this phone is good, he checks this plan is good, that plan is good. No, in the end, no, he'll say it's okay. No. But to put his money, he checks. Aber das einfach gehört. Sag der Pasuk, Avram Avinu had a lot of money, we know. Hashem berechas Avram bakoil, everything. He had Eliezer, Moishel b'chol asher loy. He even didn't take cheshbon. Eliezer, trust him completely. He says, I need a shidduch to my son. Make me a shvur that you're not taking the wrong one. You trust him for billions. For Gashmias, you could trust. For Ruchnias, don't trust no one. Mevarer yourself. This is the Amonas HaPsukim. V'avshem berechas Avram b'koil. V'ikrole Moishel b'koil. You know, as nish berechas Avram b'koil, he had two little cows. No, so Eliezer takes care of it. Big deal. Nay. Avram beres Avram b'koil, v'ikol Eliezer, Moishel b'chol asher loy. He says, if you take him, listen, don't take him there. Take him. You know me. If I'm not good to shidduch, take care of it. No, this one, that one, I don't trust you. Make a shvur. And if not, it's a klolet. So Salanter would say over the Maise, he came over to a shtot. Came into the inn, so chashvihid, homatzif, and the guy tells him, the guy in the inn asks Rabbi Yisrael, after the Bista Sheikhet, need a Sheikhet, after the Bista Moyel, after a couple of days, Rabbi Saul goes over to the guy at the inn, says, I could borrow from you 50 ruble. I says, I don't know who you are, but I will trust you. Who said you'd give me back the money? I'm sorry, I'm a rabbi. Maybe you take a big rabbi, but I don't know who you are. You know, people fake it sometimes. You know, 50 ruble, you know, I do it for 2 years. I'm really sorry, rabbi. Rabbi Saul told me, hear what he said? You don't know who I am, but you wanted to eat my shchita. My beard is enough to be a sheichet. Guy stands outside in the store, he sells, he has a beard. A langer rekel, you go to eat by him. So he looks for him. No, he sells kashkusha, achweis nishbosidas, yeah? How you could trust him? So Rabbi Saul, listen to what you hear, Zak Rabbi Saul. You don't know who I am. People fake it sometimes. But he's given good for a sheikhet. He's given good for a moyer. Prisoners to know, Ruchnias is more choshev from Gashmias. The Olam say that it's okay. That's is genug for the Ruchnias. When it's Makrishma, they say around 9. Shait Nazar. The ticket, you double check exactly where the flight leaves, yeah? Every guy, no guy doesn't know exactly when his flight is leaving. But some guys that get up 7 o'clock, I don't mind that they don't know when it's Krishma, yeah? But it didn't look like today everyone woke up 7 o'clock. But I get, when is Krishma? It's around 8-ish, 9-ish. You can miss the flight. This is what Chaim gizok. Posuk is mam, when Avram, the Posuk, I want to explain. Chaim said, Chazal say, Maisa Ovis Simen Lebonim. Yofasi Chosam Shal Avde Ovis Yosam Iterosam Shal Bonim. It's the place that the Torah repeats Hadroche, how a person has to feel. Hadroche, how a person has to have a Seder Ha'anoge. And this is the Hadroche. This is the Hadroche of a person, how to shtel. How to shtel. I heard once from a friend Kiefer, Ranskius, he's the one that written the Reb Chaim Stenslach, what we have. He written it from memory. Remember, he told me that it was an alta yid. I remember I was a young bocher, I was zeichet to Meshamashim. My father told me to go, so I was sick already. So I went. Remember, this is what I'm going to say. My sister got engaged. So I went to ask him to vote to say the engagement. It's Parshas Chayesor. So he told me the following vote. He said that Amol was a Sfardish Rav, and he written a sefer. And the sefer he writes down, V'Hashem amar li, V'ani yoshev, V'hine Hashem amar li kach v'kach, V'Hashem izbir li kach v'kach, V'Hashem amar li kach. He meant, you know, say the Hashem le'reyov, yeah? That, I understand pshat. Kach omar li Hashem. He didn't mean. It was like over 500 years ago, 600 years ago. So the Chachme Ashkenaz took out a letter that he's a Novi Sheker, Hashem never spoke to you. So if you don't go in as you say, we'll take out the letter against you to be a Novi Sheker. He claimed, I'm not a Novi Sheker. Everyone understands that I mean, Hashem spoke to me. And Hashem spoke to me, I mean, I learned that Hashem was Meireina, that is a Pshat in the Sugya. I don't mean Hashem said to me, this is the way you talk. They told him, no. So Novi Sheker, so you want to write from the Parsha that he's right. It says in the Parsha, that Pasuk, He told him the whole story. I tried and I checked, and I see from Hashem that she's the shidduch, so I want to go home. Hashem yotzer adovor rivko lefonecho kach veleich kasher diber Hashem. Hashem never spoke. Now we see that this is the way people mean. It's very clearly Kasher Dibar Hashem. This is what the Sfardi Rav answered the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So they send him back a letter to the Nishkin Raya. Told him, Shalaz Azeh, Arboim Yoim Kodim Yetzir HaSavlad is a basker shemeres ben pleini bas pleini le pleini. So b'meile, they meant to say that if we see that it's a shidduch mehashamayim, so kach velech kasher diber Hashem, arboim yoim kodim yetzir HaSavlad. And every shidduch is diber Hashem. So they told him, why we see the shidduch is right, hine rivko lefonecho kach velech kasher diber Hashem. But Shekhar Dibar Hashem doesn't mean Kasher Dibar Hashem because we see it now. And the Shidduch is Dibar Hashem. It's basketball playing the play. This is what I heard from before in Kiev. It's one of the Hore, where I want to say, Be'etzem, the Sefer Elef Zaire, safe from the war, he brings down Stam. Yivaldik Chazal. Chazal say, Lovan Bikesh Laker Sakoil. The Shalom we was bigish lacquer sakol. So Pashas, when Lavan was running around, running after Yaakov, and he wanted to kill everyone. But we is Lavan bigish lacquer sakol. So the Elef Zaire wants to learn pshat that Chazal say that Lavan put the poison in the soup, and he wanted when Eliezer will leave the soup, he will die. The Malach came, and he changed it. The Malach came and he changed it. This is the reason it says in the Pasuk, Chazal say, V'yal lovim psu v'yim Hashem yotza adobo l'nuch al dabar elecho rabbi toiv. And then after it, what happened to the father? Chazal said that the Malach came and changed the plate that Lavan put for Eliezer to Psuel. Bebele Psuel ate the soup and Psuel died. All of us learned this in school, this Chazal. So first he said Pshat. I'll tell you, Givaldi Kazal. So he says Pshat, this Elam Zaire, that if Lavan will eat, if Eliezer will eat the soup, so the halach is if someone says the shliach to mekadesh isha, the shliach dies, is also b'chol noshim shebo'ilo. So mele, Rivka will be a chashash, she will not know who is her husband. Because Eliezer died, so mele she will be also b'chol v'al is a shliach lekadesh, and she doesn't know, I'm sorry, v'al Eliezer will die, so Yitzchak doesn't know who Lemaisa was Mikudeshes, so it's also Bechol Nosh Mishabayilam. But Chazal says, Shliach Shliach Lekadosh Lo Yisho, for Meisa Shliach also, because maybe he married a sister, maybe he married a daughter, maybe he married a mother, the aunt, the grandmother. So maybe it's also, I mean, if Lavan would manage to kill Eliezer after he's a Shliach Lekadosh, so Eliezer will be also Bechol Nosh Mishabayilam. What? And those are ones we don't want. Nois Kran, we don't want. So, Mamele, this is love and bikesh lakir as a koil. But, Meinel, Inel, Baisinian, I heard once from Rav Nevinzal, the Rav of the Old City, he says that the Fidis Chazal, the next Pasuk, and Pasha's told us, is Mamish Tims. It says, in a second, look at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, the second pasuk in Toldos. Vayitzchak ben arbaim shono bekichtoi es Rivka bas Bisuel lo Arami achois Lavan o Arami loy leisha. Says like this. Vayitzchak ben arbaim shono bekichtoi es Rivka bas Bisuel. When he made the kiddushin, she was Rivka bas Bisuel. The kiddushin were chal by the father. Then the father died. Who was Moiser who lechupa v'nesuim? The brother. Achois Lavan Arami loy leisha. The nesuim was only with Achois Lavan Arami. So vayikach Yitzchok as Rivka bas Besuel. The kiddushin was with Rivka bas Besuel, because Besuel was Moiser lekiddushin. But Achois Lavan Arami loy leisha, the nesuim were only talking with Achois Lavan, because the nesuim, she was really not around. So Mele was known to be Meisr l'Nesuim. So the one that was Meisr, Chazal say, Achiyo v'Yimeo were Meisr l'Kiddushin, the Mesir l'Kiddushin was taken al Yidei Lavan. Mesir l'Kiddushin was taken al Yidei Lavan. I want to say a Chazal. The Mephoshim Shtel, Yitzchok says Eliezer of Eved Avram goes to a shlichus. Eliezer be'etzem sees a nes golui lefonov. He stands and he davens Hashem and the ora asher omar aleo hashkeni v'gam legmalech ashke oiso yadeto. I say all them all. I think the Chizkuni says it also. Some people say, oh, you see from Shiduchim that you have to look for balas chesed. It's all these people that learn out from this parasha, all the shiduchim and yonim, yeah? How about it? Why we don't do that? Why we don't learn out from it? Why is no shaykh is shiduchim to this parasha? Why? Eliezer Eved Avraham went, and he made a simon to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. She could have said, the one that I'll ask her, hello, and she would say, hello, hello. And she went, hello. The answer was a simon. He didn't take it because she's a balas chesed. He took it because it was a simon. And not only that, the simon was a modern simon. He went to a girl 3 years old, and she gave water to all the camels. It's not normal. If people say, now I'll go over there and ask water, she say yes. Most people will say yes. How she said? The gamlik malecho ashke. There was simon meshamayim. There was no shaykhus that he checked midas. He sent him to that family. He went to that family. The first one said, he said, if you will say that, well, ish mishtoya, he's not sure even to see if it's the right one or not. There was only one person to go to anyways. No, what is the answer? Avada no shachas l'chesed. But the pshat is fault. Why he made such a simon? He didn't say the one that will go out with a red hat. So we see that chesed is also chashav ezah. Avada. But the ikar is the simonim. So it's a meifas she'en gedugmasa. Meifas she'en gedugmasa. It's a mayim olim likrosa. But again, all this meifasim, ish can midas. But he tested in midas. So we learn out from there that midas is a choshev ezach. Unfortunately, we say that we see that Moshe Feinstein says that Mish from Knan, bad Shechinim is worse than everything else. Say that. Spoke about last week already. And Eliezer Eved Avram, Chazal say, we read the Psukim, 5 times. Vayomer Avram el Avdoi. Vayomer lo vayeved. Vayosem ha'eved es yoli tachas yerech. Vayikach ha'eved. Vayoretz ha'eved. Eliezer is called the Evet, a lower madrega. 5 times. Starting from Posuk Chofdalet, Posuk Bezen Chofdalet, and then to Posuk Yazayin 5 times. Vayomer Avrom el Avdoi, Vayomer lo vayeved, Vayosom ha'eved, Vayikach ha'eved. This is to Posuk Yazayin. You get after Posuk Yazayin, look what happens. Vayoretz ha'eved likroso. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Ve'o'ish mishto elo. Eliezer turns to become a ish. O'ish mishto elo. O'ish mishto elo. What is the pshat? Zogin ha'meforshim. That in the minute that he saw the Yad Hashem, he became a madrege v'ish. Then later the posuk is mamshich, posuk chovov. Va'igod o'ish v'ishtachu. He's called the ish. Then posuk lamed comes. Va'ikiroiz. Kod diber la yoish, vayove yelo ish. Pasuk lamed beis, vayove yoish. This is vayome eved avrom anech, it does nish kentayne. Pasuk is mamshich. This is over the whole story. Then Pasuk of Memtes, v'atoyim yeshachem oisim chesed v'imla yefneh. Posuk nun beis. Vayika asher shoma eved Avrom es divrem vayishtacho arzo. Why became again eved Avrom? Vayiki shma yoish vayishtacho arzo. What happened to the ish? Then it says, he saw the Yad Hashem, he became a ish. He sits with Lavan and Psur on the table for an hour, tzurik to zayna eved. So Ricky becomes a Eved. A person could see Alemailus. He becomes a Choshev Ezach. If he's not Mizboinen and he doesn't take it to himself, all the Madregas, nothing is left of the Madregas. A person could be a Ben Aliyah, a Baruch Nias. And oile lemalo lemalo. And because of madrege v'ish. And not in that, we see it even in the Loshon HaPosuk in Memtes. He tells him, if you give me yes, and if not, I will go somewhere else. Hashem was matzliach. There's no sfeikis anymore. If a person doesn't keep his ruchnias with him, everything is over. Rabbeinu Lapian in Parshas Derlecho says, the same yesod. Rabbi Yonazar writes it. He says, "Sdoim ve'amoyro, chamisha amelochim." They saw Avraham Avinu with 300 people winning all of the melochim. They were part of the nest. They lost for the melochim. They saw the nest, and they came to Avraham. Avraham, everything is yours. Ve'anshei sdoim roim v'chatoim la'Hashem oid. Person has to know v'yodata ayoyim v'ashevoyso elevovecho. A lot of people have a lot of time sparks of ischaskus. If you don't use the sparks of ischaskus to nutz it, Don't think you will stay above. Something special will come out of you. Nothing will change. Nothing will change. That's the Metzius. Meshmer brings a raya that the same thing that in the middle Eliezer was in a higher madrega, then he fell down, brings a gewaldic raya from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, when Eliezer stands outside, he's waiting to be inside the house of Laban. Pasuk Lamed, it says, Vahiki roises anesim, satsmini, vadea choysuk, koi diber le vayish, vayove lo ish, vahine oimet ala gmalim. What is ala gmalim? Has to be ima gmalim. It says, Eliezer of Avram and the Akedo, vatem shvulochem ima chamoyo, ama doim ala chamoyo. Here it doesn't say ima gmalim, it says ala gmalim. Not ima gmalim, ala gmalim. Because he was not ama doim ala chamoyo anymore. He lost the madrege of Evet. Five times, it's called the Ish. No achize. See, a lot of times a person hears a Givaldic story, such as Chaskas, the day after it, nothing is left. If a person wants to change, if a person wants to have an Aliyah, to have a Ruchnius, he has to know when there's a Yispailus. You could be Eliezer Eben Avram, the biggest Moifus. And the Pasuk says, don't mind, there's one of the Rishonim that's Medayik, and I just can't remember now, I can't find it now, that the Ish, a lot of you see it in the Pasukim, Eben, Ish, and then again starts Eben. And Advorim Brurim. Even though Rabbi Bechayesh tells, I know you will ask me the Kasha over Shabbos when you read the Shtayim Mikro, it's one time later that it says Ish and Eliezer. When he comes back, when they're walking together, Pasuk Samachay, Vatokim Rivka when I was served, Rikavna Lagmalim, Vatilechno Achreo Ish. Vaikach Haevet is Rivka Vayelach. But Rabbi Bechaya asks the Kasha why he's called Ishir, and he says, Als Kvoido Shel Rivka, not to say Vatilech Achreo Haevet, it says Vatilech Achreo Ish. And the Pasuk Miyad fixes it. Vayikach HaEved is Rivka. Vayikach HaEved is Rivka. But a person has to know, if a person is not mechazik himself, if a person is not mishtadel for the ganze zach, every ischaskas that he will have, every ashpur that he will have, nothing will be left of this ischaskas. The only eitzah is alimol. I'll finish with one little vote of the Goen. In the beginning of the parsha, it says, "Vayu chayisor me'ashono ve'esrim shono ve'sheva shonim shnei chayisor." So Rashi says, it says, shono, kuf kibas chof, chof kibas zayin. So Rashi says, "Kuf ki baschof lechet, ma baschof leichot o shoyeno basonshim, av baskuf belechet, ma chos ki bazayin leyoifi. Baschof ki bazayin leyoifi." So first the shayla is that zayin is yoifi. Get that? The Goyen says a givaldi kevod. The Goyen says what chof le belechet, bas mitzvah. The Goyen says, Chazal say that Tzora was an islandist. This means she didn't have kids. Islandish becomes a gdoilo only baschof, the Gemara says. It's mainly, ki baskuf ki baschof. If she were islandish, you say she's not nice. Chazal say that Simon islandish don't start before Zion. So she was ki bazayin leyoifi, so the Goyen, she never had the chisoron of islandish that doesn't look nice. She was baskuf ki baschof. And the schof ke bazayin le yoifi.